Blog Talk Radio. close, you on top of me. Can you feel it? I'm gonna make your body drip all over me. Baby, me inside of you. So take off all your clothes and throw them on the floor. You won't need it, 'cause I'm gonna give you every little thing. Let me tell you what I want.
Oh, How much we talking? Hey, details coming up in weather. Begins with stormy weather. Rain, wind, roads out, mudslide.
When it rains, you can guarantee a flood. Well, there's some people that hate the rain, and others who just can't get enough of it. These are the people who love it and get excited.
Look for the rain. Showers perhaps either from the south, Valley of the Sun, wet, Flagstaff, wet, the chance of rain, then we'll see what happens after that.
I've got nothing but my t-shirt and boxers on, waiting for you to get home. It's been sunny outside all day, baby, I can't wait for it to storm. That thunder from down and the surrounding me, coming down hard, pounding me.
The raindrops falling down all over my love. I want it soaking wet all over the bed. I want the rain to come. Let me feel the raindrops falling down. All over the bed, I want the rain to come.
Lights out like a power outage, cause of the lightning in your bed, spring showers. I can feel the mist every time we kiss. Just didn't know a downpour like this. There's a flash flood warning till we wake up in the morning. In the bed, the weatherman said, oh, the rain is coming, let me feel the rain.
Falling
tonight and in the morning before we see this storm pull out.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to Sunday Night Love and Romance. You know, this was brought to you by the letter R. Know how it goes down, this jumping around. I'm going to get to the question of the night in a minute. I'm going to play some more gems for y'all. Hopefully, y'all with the ones y'all want to be with, y'all loved ones. I'm going to do a poem for y'all tonight. But, I mean, the question of the night is looking very interesting. Good questioning, so we're going to get to it in a minute after these songs. I'm going to have to just turn it up a little bit. I mean, with Jayshawn the Ruler.
5 is the number that comes to my head. When I think of all the years I wanna be with you, wake up every morning with you in my bed. That's precisely what I plan to do. And you know one of these days, when I get my money right, buy you everything and show you all the finer things in life. We'll forever be in love, so there ain't no need to rush. But one day I won't be able to ask you loud enough. I'll say, well,
addicted to what we had.
right in New York. Cut the lights off, but don't you close the door. Tonight I'm gonna make my hallways echo you. Pull my shirt off, pull your jeans down. Oh baby, take your time. Now turn around as our bodies catch the mirror. Now we glide into the song. I'ma do you all night long. Don't get it, like I get it, but I'm with it, I get it, and they just wanna hit it, but I hear you, I pay attention, I'm not finished, till you finish, you gon' get yours, I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine, and I'ma take my time, and I'ma do you sure.
Let them stay. I'll go on the wall every day.
What's up, y'all? I told you I was going to get to the question of the night. The question of the night, if this was your last day on earth, who you want to be beside and spend it with, besides your family? I'm talking about your loved one or someone special in your life, whoever, and why. I mean, because if this was my last day, I'm definitely going to have to think about that. I really don't know the question to that yet. So I'm going to have to think about that real hard for y'all. And get back to, just get back to y'all on that. So I'm going to say, and don't forget, I got a poem for y'all tonight. So hopefully y'all relax and getting ready. And so I'm going to get to the next song, Jayshawn the Ruler. So that's it.
Let me get them O's, them I's, them O's, them I's, them O's, them I's, them O's, them I's. Let me get them O's, them I's, them O's, them I's, them O's, them I's. If we wake up in the morning, we can do it again.
Lights out, you're about to get it. Salute me, I'm your lieutenant. Baby girl, you better stop making this here an obstacle. Cause I got the artillery, I'll just lock it low. Look at them lips, I gotta kiss on your blow cush. Come hit the swisher, cause I'm gonna take you higher than Mars and Jupiter. And we'll make love in the clouds and fall right down to the earth.
But you know up in these streets fit easy bars, or even let you get the keys with the Visa cards. Just me, but only cause you're the greatest. And I got more chips than Vegas, plus I got more whips than Avis. Now Rihanna Jeremiah's on a playlist, with them sexy lips to her fragrance. And them curvy hips, how could you blame him? A queen gotta be crowned, feel like an anchor. You know I'm gonna hold you down as long as we make them
rainbow. I'ma feel it like for real. It's nothing more than just dessert and I'm one call away. I'ma bring it from the kitchen to the table, girl, tonight I'm gonna make sure to get you sports so I can hear you scream.
Okay, y'all, that was Joe, If I Was Your Man. A lot of dudes are singing that these days because I don't know why. I don't know the reason, really. The question of the night, if this was your last day on Earth, besides your family, who would you want to be beside? I mean, like, I told y'all I was going to give y'all my answer. I got to give y'all that. Someone hit me up with answer two people. I mean, so I'm going to get to the questions in a minute after I play a couple more jams. And don't forget, I'm going to do a poem for y'all tonight as well. So hopefully, y'all like it. Y'all can give me feedback on my Romance Love Facebook page or join my group. You want romance, or you could join my like page. Same thing, you want romance. So just keep on thinking about that. I'm going to get back into some music. The KK Ketikasa edition.
Hug you. Yeah.
Hey, I've been calling and sorry if I didn't get your message. I'm thinking, wondering, pondering, little birdie that landed right on my window. Yeah. Then you come calling my name and you who get hugged. Feels so good, I can't explain. This is so crazy, I don't feel the same. The passion, the love, boy, you're making me feel I would never find another love.
A picture of her like lover, baby.
I would never, I My whole life has changed. me dizzy. I like it when you make it move fast, mommy. We look so good together. I understand that you're not daddy for me to make my directorial debut. I'm starring you, baby. That's okay with me. Honestly, this is the next best thing, baby.
The question of the night is, if you had, if this was the last day on earth, who would you spend it with besides your family? I would have to say, that's a tough question for me. I would have to say someone that loved me, someone that cared, that's going to be there all the time and won't let me down and really get my heart, and hopefully I got theirs. And, like, I mean, even though we're going to do bad and good, they still got my back. I would have to say that. Yeah. So I said I will get to a poem tonight, and I'm going to do it right now. I think I'm feeling kind of poemish. I'm going to have to get some music in the background. So work with me, y'all, do these poems, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to have to play Ice Can't Stand the Rain. I got to say the poem in the background. I mean, let's see how this works out. Okay. Got a little bit. Gotta get it right. As I sit back and think about the and the things you want me to do, as I sit back and daydream all day about you, as you feel on me and give me the feeling that I never felt, that's true. As my body tingle from thinking about your touch. Damn, I never knew I loved you so much. You got me feeling some type of ways it's in my mind, my heart, my soul. It's combined. I could want to be one with you. Hope you want to be one with me. Because I'm like a genie in a bottle, and I want you to set me free. I give you a wish, any type of wish you want. I hope it's me, and that's all you want. We could love the day and night. It's kind of funny, I'm addicted to my own kryptonite. Cause you are my kryptonite. You make me weak every time you come around. Damn, I think my heart's about to drop. I need to calm down. The way you got me feeling, I cannot even lie. I think you got me in a trance and I'm hypnotized. So tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. I could pit it even deeper. I could plant our own seed. I could make our flower grow. And you could be the water to it and be the life. Feed me the knowledge that you have and make it just right. I could love you. You could love me too. I would spend the last days just with you. Now, I could be the Superman and put the S on my chest, long as you could be my Wonder Woman and be the best. I could do anything you like and anything you need. Matter of fact, I need to catch up to speed, because you got me drowning in your love, your lust, and everything I could think of. Damn, I thank the Lord above. I think you have a sense from the skies up. And I gotta say, I can't fuck this up. Excuse my French. I do not mean to twist it in any type of way. I'm glad you're here. That's all I wanted to say. Ooh. I think that's enough of that. I think y'all hit me on Facebook and tell me what y'all think. It's called Daydream. You know what I mean? The way you make me feel. You know what I mean? So I'm going to sit back, get back to the songs. And that was my poem. I gave y'all my question. Hopefully I get more of y'all. I'm going to continue to the song. This is New Edition, Can't Stand the Rain.
Can you stand the rain?
Okay, y'all, we got a caller in that want to ask a question. So we're going to get to this time when y'all get to call in, ask anything y'all want. Just anything. I mean, about love, romance. So we're going to get to the caller. How you doing, caller? Hey. Can you tell me what your name and what you calling from?
This is that fella, Ricky Smooth. I'm calling from Hazelwood Section of Pittsburgh.
Okay. So, what's on your mind, yo? Tell me what's on your mind. Let's see if romance can solve this.
Well, I was answering the question of the night, which was, how do you fall back in love with someone when you was hurt so many times?
Okay. Mm.
Me personally, I don't see that happening. I mean, I just recently got out of a 15-year marriage, and I'm done. After you cross that line, and everybody got their certain lines that they will not tolerate. She done crossed that line, so I'm done. I mean, we could be cool, you know, we could be social. Right now, she's going through some changes with her children and what have you, and I'm being there for the children, because those are still my babies, one way, shape, or form. But as far as me and her being together intimately and all that, no, I'm good. Always go forward in life, never go backwards.
All right. Well, I would have to say to that question, I might as well just sit down, take a seat, and pop some popcorn after this, because this is real life situation. If you don't think it's going to work out, let me ask you this. Did you try to make it work once again after y'all broke up or got divorced with them?
You know what? I was trying. I did try for a minute, but when she told me on our anniversary that she was going out with another dude, and that and I knew this dude. He was supposed to be one of my buddies. I'm like, you know what? That's it. I'm done. Apparently, I'm trying, and you don't feel that. I'm trying, and what you're doing appears to be a better deal for you. Then, hey, so be it. You know, at a certain point, you have to realize that you still got to move on. You still got to do for you, and sitting around crying, listening to Johnny Gill love songs over somebody that's not really even thinking about you, you know, make me look like an ass. So therefore, I had to pull myself together and put my big boy face on and go about my business. And then
I'm listening.
Okay, with me being associated with the people that I'm associated with, you know, they don't know anything to know about my drama. I don't know about, you know what I'm saying? That's slowing me down, and it's blocking me from potential blessings that I might get in the future. So I had to cut you loose. Okay, fine. And it's not like she's missing anything because she's out there doing what she's doing. But now, months later, she's like, I'm sorry, I was wrong. You know, I hate it for you. You know, you done went ahead once. You done went ahead and cheated on me for the last time. Twice, you cheated on me with somebody that's supposed to be my boy, you know. And the third time, you done, I can't go through no change with you. You know, I love me too much to be putting up with your drama.
Okay.
So
I feel you. Well, I would have to say this. My God has always told me, like, yo, when you get in a predicament like this, sit back and reevaluate everything. Weigh out your evens and your odds. So, like, what is odd and what is even, you compare it and see, do you really want it? So it seems like she had her ice cream and cake already. Now she's trying to go back to an old dinner plate, other words, like trying to get you back because she realized there was nothing better out there. But there's nothing wrong with that. And that's when it's up to you to make the choice, like, do I really want to do this or do I not want to do this? Is it really, because I know deep inside you probably still love her. I mean, everybody still got love for someone. I mean, you can't hate no one. Well, yes, you
I'm
can.
Not
you
saying
can
I hate her. I'm not going to say I hate her, but I will say that
you don't
now that I'm single. Oh, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say I hate her and I miss her, you know. There's some things that I miss about her. But in the same token, now that I'm single and I'm back out there, you know, so to speak, I'm enjoying it better. Cause, you know, that would be real because it was like, wow, you know, there's a lot of things that I missed out on. So it is what it is. I will say that being with somebody for a long period of time, a lot of them have rubbed off on, a lot of her has rubbed off onto me, like the mind, the thinking, yeah, and certain other things that have rubbed off on me, and she has taught me a lot of things, good and bad, and I appreciate her for that, but it could never be like it was. No.
Well,
the children don't need to see that.
Basically, on that boat, I would say, basically, you already got your question all figured out, so it's like this. It's like a step. If you go back, it might happen again. If you stay in the, like, if you stay on the path of whoever you want to run into, I mean, that's one thing I tell everybody, and I hopefully for the people that are listening, I mean, everybody is like a test or a class. Take everybody as a lesson. I mean, don't never get stuck on it if they leave, because you never know. The Most High might be getting you ready for the real deal. You never know if he's going to send you right through the door. People these days are so stuck on, like, oh, I miss him. Oh, I love him. I wish he was still here, and chasing him or chasing her, realizing they're going to do the same thing over again. And just like, sometimes you got to let people be like, yo, okay, you want to play them games, and you keep playing them games, I see you need a break and need to realize what is real and what is not.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I mean? And so, by me being young, I've been through it all. I've seen it all. Like, you know what I mean, I'd be like, dang, I've been through that at a young age, so therefore, I'd be like, yo, I've been through it all, so I know about the relationship problems, the cheating, because I'm not going to lie. I did it. I was a player before. I mean, it was just saying back, and, like, you got to learn when to stop. Sometimes, yeah, dudes still get caught up these days, but you got to learn when to stop and understand them, understand what to do and how to do it. So must be, like, keep it calm and unlike, just understand what you have done. And take it as a lesson, because if you don't, I guarantee you, you're going to repeat the same thing over again. Now, if she didn't want to be with you, all she had to do was just tell you, like, I think I'm getting bored of this relationship, and I think I want to sit back and try someone new. And that's the right way to do it.
And I would have been fine with that.
Let's keep it in the beat. So,
that's the good thing about it. She was known for cheating. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I've done my cheating too. But with her cheating, she done slipped up quite a few times and done got pregnant, you know what I'm saying, by other people, which was fine. You know, that was what that was. And, you know, I was there for her.
Oh, man, you love her for this. You love her for this.
I mean, it was what it was.
Romance do not support the people that cheat and get pregnant at the same darn time and talk about, I still love you. There's a problem with that. But mistakes happen. I can understand that. But go ahead.
You know, and what it came out to me was on both occasions, the mystery was, you know, well, who's the father, that kind of drama. Okay, it was like a Maury Popovich type of drama. All right, fine. And I took it as a standpoint where until I find out otherwise, I'm going to still do what I'm supposed to do. You know, be there, go to the appointments, and, you know, just keep the positive vibe going. You know. But then it was kind of like, well, it's too late to turn, you know, turn around and run. And then on top of that, each time the children were born, I was the first one there. you know, to welcome into to hold them and to welcome into the world. And we had made a bond. It was like they knew I wasn't theirs, but they knew, but I knew that they needed somebody to be there for them, to watch over them, to protect them, because the scrubs that she went out with, they wasn't up to the task. So, and I hate seeing a child. I hate seeing a child without. So I mean, it was like, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, and it has paid off in the long run. You know, they adore me,
that's
I adore
good.
Them, and it's all good. But her, all
right, well,
no,
that's a good. That's a good thing that you kept that in mind, because that reminds me of what's going on. Like, sometimes people need that, and like. Honest truth, I sit back and respect any man that do that. Even though it ain't your child, you still taking care of it, because, like, I keep it real. Like, my son, like, I'm going to say this, ladies. If you sit back and tell your baby's dad you would never take the son away from them, don't do it. Because a dad that want to be there be kind of hurt when you be like, oh, he can't do this with you, he can't do that with you. So you got a man that... Definitely, like, Ricky Smooth is up there telling you, yo, you got pregnant, but I'm going to still help you with the kids. Let that be, because you don't know, that could be a potential good father figure. I mean, father figure, and you never know what he could show the little dude. I mean, of course, I messed up. At least he ran enough to be like, yo, I'm taking care of this kid because I know baby dad is not going to do it. And he didn't walk away like, F that B. You know what I mean? Otherwise, it'd be like, oh, so you were fake all along. So, you know what I mean? That's what's up. That's what's up. I respect you, Ricky Smooth, you know what I mean, on that one.
Well, like I said, it'll come back to you, because now, basically come down to, they want to be bothered with the diapers and, you know, the crying and the whining. And I can understand that to a degree. But now the children, they're older now. They see me as, you know, dad. Well, they call me Baba, but they know what it is. They know that all they got to do is pick up the phone, call me, and I'm there for them, you know. Now their fathers are trying to be active in their lives one way, shape, or form. And I'm not one for keeping nobody from their child, but in the same token, I'm securing myself and my relationship with the children that, hey, you know, I'm always here for you. Like my 16-year-old, he never really seen his father, but maybe once. And he's at that age where, you're not my dad, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? Go ahead and do what you got to do. But when it comes back, when it's all said and done, I'm going to be the one there for you. You know, my 7-year-old, she's going through some child custody thing. Okay, fine, you know, I go through hoops, but we're going to make that happen. And my 4-year-old, he's just being outrageous. You know, he goes to visit his dad and everything, and then he'll come back, and he'll be like, he didn't have fun over his dad's house. And I'm like, well, maybe next time. But the point I'm saying is, I'm never going to never interfere in anybody's relationship, because I want nobody to interfere in my relationship. So, I mean, that is what that is. And, you know, I appreciate the mother allow me to still be a part of their lives. But when it comes down to it, she really have no recourse, because without me, she's kind of stuck. And I don't mean to put it out there like that, but yeah, she's kind of stuck. You know,
let me tell you this. One thing I learned about a woman in this lifetime, a woman is never stuck. So don't get too cocky with that, because when we be like, oh, she kind of stuck, there's always a plan somewhere to get behind their back. Trust me, I'm romance. I've been through it all, so I know you've been through it all, so you know what I'm talking about. So you're going to hit that to reset this. You got to make sure that you're going to do it like that. She has no corners. I mean, chop her in a circle or something like that. I'm not promoting and telling y'all to do that, but if you're going to sit back and think like that, you must make sure you got your shit down packed and making sure she ain't going nowhere. That means love or romance or the whole 9 yards, because you never know. If you don't know how to romance nobody, I'm going to have to teach y'all about that next show. But other than that, you would never know. I mean, females are more sneakier than dudes these days. Sometimes if you got a woman that's sneaky, then you be like, oh dang. But also, I ain't gonna lie. Like, some women that would sit back and whoop a man's behind instead of going after the females. I support that because, I mean, it's probably with the man that should have sat back and be like, nah, I can't do this. But just keep it real, like, it is what it is, and, like, I mean, the people slip up and make mistakes, and, like, but you get tired of the relationship, just keep it 100, and, like, just tell them, like, yo, I'm done with this, and I want to be with someone else. Sometimes that's hard to do because you be scared you're going to get frying pan smacked across your face. And you be like, don't worry about it cooking. Don't worry about it cooking, because women see red quickly when you say something wrong. I mean, you know, you got to learn how to say the right words at the right time. And if y'all could fix it, to sit back and be like, yo, I want to fix this problem right now before it get crazy. I mean, because I feel like I'm about to do something stupid. I'm about to jump off the boat, okay? And you'd be like, she'd be like, the boat. You know, females be like, the boat. What do you mean the boat? I mean this relationship, okay? This relationship, you get it? Relationship. So this relationship, what? I'm about to jump off the ship, okay? You're going to be relating by yourself. Well, I'm joking. But other than that, like, you got to have an understanding, you know what I mean? So, listen, Ricky Smooth, if you got any other questions, I'm going to play a song real quick, and we're going to get back into some more talking. Anybody that want to join in this, I mean, let me know and give me y'all repeats on it. So I'm going to play the song, and I'm going to get back to you, Ricky Smooth, all right?
All right.
All right.
Get you pregnant, girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Knock you up,
pregnant.
Knock you up.
Now usually I lead a club with a girl who has a man, and take her to a hotel for just a one night stand. See, I'm a player, so I ain't trying to take her on no date. But much like my patrolman, I'm just trying to take it straight. Until I met this girl in the club with an unbelievable booty, the sweetest girl in the world to me, and on top of that, she's a cutie. I ain't seen nothing like her around here in a while. And if I had a girl, she'd be the one to bear my child. Telling myself I'm a player, so I keep trying to shake it off. But I keep seeing this big old house with a picket fence and a dog. Never felt nothing like this. She's more than a mistress, I'm about to handle my business. And put that girl in my kitchen. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
That's what I told her.
You make me wanna get you pregnant.
Ooh,
lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Knock you up,
pregnant.
Knock you up.
All the pretty ladies, please line up right next to me. How'd you like to go on a little trip with your boy Tyree? Raise your hand if you want me to fulfill your fantasies. I can have you co-starring in one of my movies. Tell me what your name is, I can make you famous. We can pop champagne and get right down to sex fun. Now I ain't got nothing to do tonight, I got away from my crew. I just wanna put something in you, and I can tell that you want it too. I'm ready, you ready. So come on, ladies, just get up out of this club. Hell's dreaming, reach out to party, come on, fuck me up.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You make me wanna get you pregnant.
Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Say you want pregnant.
Tell me that you want me, baby, baby.
And girl, I love you till the sun shines. And girl, I promise I will make you mine. Around the world, in and out of clubs, hanging with chicks. And I don't see nothing wrong with having a kiss. Sounds like heaven's calling us. if I make it love. If you choose me, I guarantee that the rest of your life will be man drama free. Whoa, I think both of us should leave this club and get somewhere alone with me, where there's no bones to ring and plant a fantasy.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You make me wanna,
you make me wanna get you pregnant.
Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
You are pregnant.
Give it up, your city, my city, don't matter. Give it up, something about being with you make me wanna, baby. Put them pills on you, and girl, give me my baby. You can play all you want, but I know you feel it too. For 3 weeks you've been talking about extra bedrooms in New York, meeting with the realtor. There's something you wanna tell me, just say it, I'll pay it. Care of you, and I'ma still hold you like we're friends. So don't get it twisted. For 30 some weeks, I'm still going.
Babysit it,
girl. You make me wanna,
you make me
mad, you make me
wanna get you pregnant.
Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
Oh, you are
pregnant.
Take you out to eat, wind and dine, shopping free, you sexy me, See, I'm not cheap or selfish, babe. Girl, I'm just thirsty for that booty, babe. Baby, you look so good, yeah. And it feels like wood. And you look so bored up in this club, so let's go. We could hop in a Lamborghini, go to my big home.
Let's go crazy.
Oh.
Let me go.
Baby, I got goodies and I want you to have fun.
Oh, I ask that you let me call your secret garden.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant.
You
make me wanna get you pregnant.
Oh, pregnant.
Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
You are pregnant.
Knock you up, girl.
All right, y'all, we about to get back into it. I mean, Ricky Smooth, even some is mine, yummy. All right, there's 27 minutes of the show, so let's get it smacking and see what's up. Turn this up a little bit, okay. What's up, Ricky?
Hey, what's good?
So, all right, back into the conversation. So you've been with this girl for a long time, been married to her. And she been a sneaky. So, what can you like? All I can say on this note, if it ain't gonna work, then there's no reason to look back because it's just gonna fall more and more down. And then you gonna be like, dang. So the thing is, if you think that single would be a better issue for you, like. I mean, just let it be. So, all I could say on that note, I mean, because sometimes when you sing, that's why it's my last week question, was like, would you like to stay single or be in a relationship? Which one is better for, like, which one you think would work out? Some people chose single because they get to mingle a lot and they don't have to have no strings. Some people stay in a relationship. I mean, I was like, I can understand that. So, it did not benefit you, but I respect you of being a man and talking like, yo, you're still going to be there for the kids. So that's how I am. Like, I mean, my son, like, my JJ, like, definitely, it be popping. Like, when I get a chance to see him, I get so excited. I got to realize, so I got to stay focused because his mom sometimes is goofy. So I be like, she be like, starting drama. I'd be sitting there like, yo, I'm here to chill with my son. Don't make it about you, because it should not be about you, so it should be about
you. Yeah, exactly. And she's built for, like, hit me up for money, and I'm like, I got to be careful, because, I mean, I have to, like, at first I'll say, no, I ain't got no money. But then after I probe and ask certain questions, and if she's telling me something legit, you know, then fine. You know, I will give her whatever she needs for the children. But then I got to a point is, I was like, well, what do they need? I will get it. So that way I know that it was done and it was handled properly. You know, but to go back to the point you mentioned a few minutes ago about being single or being in a relationship, nowadays there's this new thing called being an open relationship, which, wow, really? An open relationship? But it's like you get the best of both worlds where you got to know what you're doing, you know. You have like a select few that you are associated with, but as long as you let them know what it is from the door, and they have the option to either accept it or to walk away, then it's all good. You know, one thing I pride myself on is being honest and forthcoming from day one. You know, and being married for 15 years, I'm like, there's no reaction that I haven't seen. You know, and I'm also like, there's only two responses. Either you're going to say yes or you're going to say no. Either way, I'm not mad at you.
That's true.
But right now, I think I'm just going to just do me right now. Right now, I'm focusing on other things in my life, like building up my comedy career, and just being more aware of who and what I am and what I'm capable of. You know, if I'm getting in a relationship, then that's cool. If I don't, you know, it is what it is. I ain't gonna be too mad.
I wish a lot of people could look at it that way sometimes, but, you know, people, like, definitely, like, there's open relationships. I think that's a good thing to talk about, because there is a lot of open relationships, and then you got people that just, like, want, like, something better for that, something else for that moment. Just be like, yo, I'm getting bored of you. But like you said, you're going to come into a relationship, and all you're going to know, you're going to be like one of the top to females still. I mean, to be like, oh, I'm going to try this open relationship. Just keep it real. Otherwise, I'll try to say whatever you're trying to do in a relationship, because if you don't, it will come hunt you like a ghost at the end. It will haunt you in your sleep and in your dreams, and you will start dreaming crazy shit. I'm telling you, y'all. Power of love will mess you up. Definitely if a woman's in love with you, and you be like, and you fuck over them because you don't want to let them know, like, dang, my heart wants you, but some things I can't deal or I can't handle. Instead of being honest, you need to learn how to be honest with them and to tell them the truth, because if you don't, you will go downhill. Or if you're bored in the relationship, you're like, oh, we need to, like, get real bored. Oh, goddess, like, yo, girl, baby, goddess, whatever you call her, I want to do new things. I mean, can we spice our love life up, the bedroom up, or whatever, keep it 100. Because if you don't tell them, it's going to go bad. I ain't going to lie. They'd be like, hey, yo, we need to get some toys up in here, some whip chains, whatever. But, no homo stuff, I'm cool. Cool off that. Not going to my butt. Nah, we ain't doing that. Nah, not this.
It's
not happening. Oh, but I would love to play with toys with you. I mean, I would like. Now, like, you'd be like, however. So.
Well, you know, then it's also, I'm finding out that you can also enhance your love life outside of the bedroom by doing different things and trying different experiences, you know, that's in a non-physical.
That's cool. That's,
You know, I like a woman.
That's a good.
I like a woman who's willing, who's not scared to, you know, come out, hang, chill, you know, who's not afraid to try new things. You know, like, okay, let's go order a jalapeno pizza, you know. I like spicy foods, you know, that kind of thing. Or let's go do some skydiving. Skydiving, yeah, you know. Stuff
you
like
know,
that.
The truth, keep it being really smooth. I think I'm going to try that. Before I leave this planet, I am going to go skydiving, and I'm going to videotape that. That is a
you know what? I'm
going to do.
I've done, yeah. I've never done skydiving per se. I've been wanting to try it, but I've done, like, when I was in ROTC, we had to jump off these training towers where we climb up, like, so many feet up in the air, and we jump off these platforms. And that was about the closest skydiving I've ever done. But to do it from a moving plane, whoo, I was watching an episode of King of the Hill with Peggy Hill jumped out the plane, and she got broke up. I'm like, nah, I'm cool.
Well, that's one thing you don't want to do. Don't. Then if you're scared that you're going. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, if you see something like off a scary movie and it scares you not to get to be on the plane, I mean, I can understand that. Like, but me, I'm sorry, I'm a daredevil to the day I die. So I might still jump off that plane if I see a movie like that and be like, maybe I don't want to do it. Nah, I got to give it a try. I got to get deep
yeah,
on
like,
the first one. I mean, I just hope
I like to ride roller coasters.
I hope when I come down from the sky, my parachute don't stop working because that'd be some bullshit. I think if my parachute stop working, I'm gonna die before I hit the ground, man. I'm gonna die before I hit the ground. But hey, I'm gonna get into another song real quick, Ricky Smooth, and I'm getting close to the end of the show. So, just hit me up on Facebook and we can finish this conversation, all right? So just
all right.
Continue listening
y'all
to the song.
Y'all be safe out there.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Just continue listening to songs and gym, right? I'm about to
well,
play
definitely.
Moya.
All right, y'all be easy. Peace.
I'm about to play this Mario. Big love. Tell me what y'all think about it. You know what I mean? Turn up.
If I told you, would you understand or would you turn away? But all I did was fornicate and kept it moving. But everything ain't anything, you can't feel a thing at all. No, I don't really know if I can be the man you want. But another man in my place, I couldn't handle gorgeous. There I go again. Being selfish with your love. So I just stay here in the middle of loving goodbye, waiting for your heart to call and show me the right way. Tell me I'm invited, cause I just don't know if you're willing to.
With that plan, since we're here tonight, I wanna make you fall in bed.
And it's all because of your modesty that love's justified. I see the way that you look at me, stop reading my mind, my heart. Rewind, gotta control this one more time. I can tell, you believe, you can see, all the things that I can't see. Wish I could see. But I can't and I don't know if I ever will.
probably cause I can't tell when it's real. So I'm just here in the middle of love and goodbye.
That time, 13 minutes until the show's over. Okay, look, this show was brought to you by the letter R for romance, you know. I told you I was going to read you. That's about to be copywritten and my symbol for each time the show come on. I'm about to drop that right now. Letter R for romance. But I'm just joking. Okay, don't forget about Happy Tuesday with Fantasy Crew. Any Given Wednesday with your boy KP, and In My Mood Thursday with KK. Hey, yo, this week was my birthday week, and I want to thank all my Facebook friends for saying happy birthday to me, and everybody that made it. For the ones that didn't make it, then, I mean, things happened. It was snowy out there, so it's cool. I just turned up the best way I can. Just thankful for the people that was there. And just can't wait till next, to see what happened next time at Creamy Friday in the Make You Smile event. So I'm going to get back into these songs. Hopefully y'all listening, y'all cuddled up with your loved one or the ones y'all love. Or talk on the phone to the ones y'all love, whatever y'all doing. I'm going to play this Trey Songz, One Love.
To be honest, it's like the first time in my life I'm proud of my vow. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to tell you, girl. So I love you. Believe that. If I can't have you, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Listen to me.
So many people never find the one. That's why I really wanna tell you some. I really think this is it for me. I really think you're the one I need. Cause baby I done had them all. I don't want nobody but you. Oh darling, honey, let me break it down. See, we living in a lonely world. Ain't too tired of the running round. Don't you wanna be my only girl? Baby, can I be the one you call? When you're tired of the lies and truth is all you wanna hear.
I'm your man.
I came with everything you needed.
from my head down to my shoes. Girl, if we gon' work, then I need the same for you. I know that so many other dudes cheat, but so many dudes like me. Give me my pick, cause when it dies, I'll pick you, girl, every time. I just wanna break it down. I see we're living in a lonely world, girl. Get you tired of the running around, don't you wanna be my only girl? Baby, can I be the one you call when you're tired of the lies and truth is all you wanna hear? To my groove, and your baby's next to you. Tell them you all I need, and I'll never let go. And say, Russia,
all I need, and I'll never let go.
Never let go of you. And here I am, I'm your man.
I'm
with everything you needed. You want me under.
Yeah.
Y'all, this is gonna play this song one more time because I don't know, I'm feeling this song a lot, and hopefully y'all having a good night. And I just wanted to thank all my fans on Facebook, Twitter, this everybody that's listening, tuning in, and I got this and all this thing, y'all hear me? So here goes the last song of the night. Have a nice night.
Oh yeah. 105 is the number that comes to my head when I think of all the years I wanna be with you. Wake up every morning with you in my bed. That's precisely what I plan to do. And you know one of these days when I get my money right, buy you everything and show you all the finer things in life. Precisely what I plan to do.